The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the 4.0 Pod with DJ Non. I'm so excited to have you here with me, where I'm diving into how to keep a 4.0 in the midst of a very busy college life. Balancing the academics and social life of college can be a pretty hefty task. And in this podcast, I'm breaking down how to maintain high grades and just be an overall high achiever at the college level. So please dive in with me in the 4.0 Pod. Welcome back to the 4.0 Pod. This is episode 3. I'm so happy to have you here with me again for another episode where I get to continue to talk about the makings of a successful college academic life. And these skills can be used across your life in general. So anything that you hear that's valuable today, I hope that you take it and can apply it directly into your day-to-day life. So today, the topic of this episode is half the battle is showing up. So in saying that, I'm going to share maybe a few stories and my personal experience with how important showing up is for results academically in your life and in looking to achieve great things. Because at the end of the day, that is what we want and that is what we're all looking for or aspiring to be great in our own right. And greatness is different to every single person, but at the end of the day, at least I believe everyone's striving for their own individual greatness. So in saying that, I wanted to first share how I came to this idea of half the battle is just showing up, because it's really been my life's motto. Showing up is how I prove my value and show my consistency in the classroom, with coaches, and in other areas of my life. So the reason why I say half the battle is oftentimes students, they could see all of the assignments piling up. There's so many tests and quizzes, and it can get very overwhelming. That's very understanding that it's overwhelming. And oftentimes I've seen it at high school and in college, you know, students start not going to class or they have a little more freedom, maybe skip a class here, whatever it may be. Half of the battle in getting good grades and understanding material is showing up so you're in the door. Because once you're in the door, you're seated, you might as well get out your computer because you're already in class. So half the battle is just getting there. So now you're in class, you're sitting down, you'll get your computer out. So what are you going to do? Sit on your phone while you're in class the entire time and not listen? You could do that, but is that... I've always found that by just messing around while I'm in class, then I'm wasting my time anyway, and I've already done the work to get there. I might as well get something out of that time now. Or at least that's how my mind and that's how my brain works. I've already woken up, brushed my teeth, gotten some breakfast, I'm at class now. I might as well get something out of it. So even if it's opening up my computer and working on other work for other classes, which truthfully, I have done that in the past. It's not the best, but at least I'm doing something productive and I'm not doing work. And or I'm fully locked in and I'm taking notes and I'm really locked in on the lecture. But I think at least getting into the door, have your computer out or your notebook and doing something to move the needle in your academic or your life in general. And if you're confused on coursework materials, just ask questions to your professor and you're already there, so you can do that. By showing up, you're in the door and you can easily get the help that you need for anything related to quizzes, tests coming up, any type of classwork. So I feel like that's the most important thing, and it's really easy. By just your presence alone can account for a lot of success in school. So just by showing up though, there's the reason why I say it's half of the battle is showing up, because you can't just show up and do absolutely no work and expect results, because then that falls into another idea of you can't expect results for work that you didn't put in, which is just, that's just basic 101. You can't expect to have a 4.0, get great grades, and understand everything that you're doing if you're not actively working towards achieving those things. It's just, it's not how the world works. It has to be a balance, has to be equal. You have to be putting work in to get results. You don't just wake up one day and you know everything there is about physics and biochemistry, whatever it is. Like, you're not just going to wake up one day and learn all of those things at once. So showing up is half the battle. I think half the battle is pretty generous, because if you look at it on a scale of 100, and by just showing up, that gets you 50% of the way there. All you have to do is meet that other 50. And yes, I will say that other 50 on the other side of showing up, there may be some office hours. There may be some long nights working on essays. There may be having to email your professor and be uncomfortable asking questions, which I've talked about on a previous episode. Go check that out if you haven't already. There's a lot more on that other 50%, but just getting into the door and sitting down, look your professor in the eyes, that is half of the work right there. So I think just knowing that can take a lot of pressure off of you as a student, that your top priority is to get in the door and lock in as quick as possible for your class. So that's kind of the explanation of why showing up is half the battle. I now wanted to provide a personal story just to further expand upon this idea of half the battle is just showing up. So for me, in high school, I never missed a class unless I was sick. And I think that's where I first learned this idea. I was fortunate enough to go to a smaller high school, and I knew all my teachers really well. And I also got to see how a lot of other students didn't take advantage of the opportunities that my high school offered. Being a smaller high school means there's a better faculty to student ratio, meaning for every 5 students, there was 1 teacher, for example. That wasn't the exact number, but that's kind of the concept. And San Juan High School, the high school I went to, had a really good faculty to student ratio because it was the smallest school in the district. So in saying that, there's advantages to that and disadvantages. I, for one, used that to my advantage. I made sure I knew all of my professors, and I showed up to class every single day. And I saw how simply being in class every single day and showing up and being present resulted in me achieving the highest GPA in my senior graduating class. And this takes me back, as while I was in high school, my junior year, it was the COVID-19 pandemic, and other students in my grade level that had higher GPAs than me and were quite honestly a little bit more smart than me, a little more gifted with the school side of things, they had higher GPAs than me. But over the COVID-19 pandemic and things went to Zoom, a lot of them dropped off. Maybe they weren't going to their Zoom classes, weren't doing their work, whatever it may be. But during that junior year, because I showed up to every single Zoom class, no matter what, I stayed after, I met with them outside of class on Zoom, and basically had like my mini version of office hours to make sure I was doing the best in all my classes, AP classes included. And I was able to jump some of the people that I didn't think I was going to be able to, and ultimately was graduating valedictorian of my high school class. And I was able to give an amazing speech, and now I have that on my resume that I was a high school valedictorian at my school. So I think that seeing how me showing up every day, even through COVID-19, the pandemic, on Zoom, was not fun. It was not fun to show up on Zoom. Everyone knows during that time, the black boxes, I was in my room, I was comfortable, I could do whatever I want, but I still went and showed up to class every single day. I gave my teacher all of my attention and just really made sure that I was there. And I saw at that moment the power of your presence and the power of showing up and what that can really do in transforming your academic outlook. So I think it was really important, that journey and that story, because I was able to not only see showing up work for me, but I also saw how lack of showing up or a lack of presence in the classroom or attention, whatever it may be, could be detrimental to learning and getting those grades, that 4.0 that at the end of the day, this podcast is all about. So it was really the contrast that I was able to see of showing up every single day versus maybe not being as consistent. And the outcome and the result was me, who I showed up, I did the work, did all of the right things. That ultimately paid off, and I was rewarded for that with, you know, a very high GPA and graduating valedictorian. So I think that story reflecting on high school is very symbolic of this idea of showing up and doing the work. And it can sound pretty repetitive, but it's something that's quite simple. And what's really nice is that everyone has the ability and the gift of their presence. I mean, that was something that we were all born with. When you step into a room, you have a certain energy and you have a certain vibe about you. And I think that's what makes every person very special and unique, because every individual person is different. So in that difference, your presence in the classroom, in the room, can change the dynamic without you even knowing it. So knowing how powerful that is for yourself can also be transformational, because if you have a high value in what you're bringing to the room, other people start feeling that too. You really get this great classroom environment that could be unspoken, it could be, you know, subconscious, but everyone does have different vibrations and energies that they're bringing into the room that they're in. And this is across the board in life as well, not just school, but just being aware of how powerful your presence is. And by showing up, you're showing your professor or teacher so many different things, showing them consistency, showing them your work ethic. You're showing them all these great qualities. And in showing up, you giving your attention to them, they're more likely to help you. And I feel like that's the last point that I really want to drive home in this episode, is that by being in class every day, or all the assigned days that you have, office hours can be a separate thing, but by coming in class every single day, you build a trust and you build a relationship with your professor or teacher. And that is super helpful down the stretch, because one thing that was told to me a while ago when I was in school was that your professors and your teachers, they remember things. So if you were the person that always came to class late, or was talking in class, or super loud or obnoxious, and if you weren't adding value to the class, that's something they will remember. And if your grade is on that 0.5% versus the A and the B, you might be stuck with getting the lower end of the stick. So I feel like maybe it's a little bit of a selfish or for your own self-interest, but I think at the end of the day, we want to do great things. I mean, the people listening to this show, I'm guessing, are looking to achieve a 4.0, so I'm speaking directly to you here. Make those good relationships with your professors and teachers. Show that you're in class every day, you're listening, you want to learn, you want to be there, and I promise your professors and teachers, they want to help you and they want to see you do great things. And I believe that all starts with showing up and getting in the door. So I'm sorry, I said that was the last thing, but there's one more piece I wanted to close with today. I shared a pretty good story about high school, but also seeing this transition into college. I made sure not to miss any classes my first year in college at Holy Names, and then my second year here at Dominican. I was able to see all of the same strategies and approaches that I put in high school. I was able to grab those and apply them to college, but take it up another level. Because in high school, there wasn't dedicated quote unquote office hours. That's something that more in college. And I was kind of taking advantage of this in high school already by trying to reach out to my professors and talk, or my teachers in high school. But in college, there's dedicated time. So not only was I showing up to class in college, but if I was struggling in a class, I was in office hours every single week. For the first semester at Dominican, I had a class called Infotech, and I was in office hours every Tuesday and Thursday of the week. I would, right after class, I would go right to Vafa's office and I would work with him on the problems, review on the quiz, whatever it was, I was working with him because I really wanted to learn the material and I showed that genuine interest and I showed up. So please remember that when you are starting your school week or right after this, in this episode, implement this right away if you want to get on the right path towards that 4.0. Show up, be present. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Please follow Dominican Radio and stay tuned for more episodes. Thank you so much, and I'll be back here next time.